The other big sports story, of course, over the last few days has been the sacking of Alan Stachic out of nowhere yesterday by FFA, with the Matildas just months away from the World Cup. Phil Moss will be hearing a lot more about this, I think.
We certainly will, Ray. It was a bombshell yesterday that no one in the game outside of the four walls of the FFA boardroom really knew too much about, or certainly kept to themselves. So it's taken us all by surprise, and we're only 5 months or so out from the World Cup in France. And I think the thing is that's really hit home is that Alan Stadjic has, under his reign, taken the Matildas to the number one ticket item in town when the Matildas play here. He's taken them to fourth spot in the world rankings last year, I think it was, 2017, sorry. They're sitting at 16th, at 6th now. They're going into this World Cup in 2019.
And they can win it, can't they?
As a contender.
They really are,
for the first time in Australian football history. So it's a big, big call. The actual reasons for it are murky. They're ambiguous at best. So look, watch this space. There's going to be more to come out of this for sure.
And I'm reading this wrong, Phil, but what happened yesterday is only the lack of transparency, if I can use that expression, as to why Stachic has lost his job, is just going to breed this innuendo, this rumour, this discussion. There's got to be more transparency about this, because we've mentioned it earlier, on performance alone, he can't have lost his job on performance.
No, that's right. And, I mean, look, don't get me wrong, the Matildas' performances and results have dropped a little bit in the last 6 months, but that's because they're at such a height. The bar had been raised so high, and the players now are playing, some of them are playing 60 games a calendar year now, because they're going from competition to competition. They're going from the W League to the American League, and playing for the national team as well. So the whole landscape of women's football has changed, and that takes getting used to. Let's not forget, women's football hasn't been professional until recently.
Yeah.
So there's still that transition period of going from part-timers to full-timers, and Alan Stadjic has managed that transitional period so well from the outside looking in, but there's always two sides to every story. We just don't know what they are.
You just hope this doesn't impact the Matildas going into the World Cup, because, as you said, they're a definite contender. I'd feel in Sydney FC needed an own goal to win against the Jets, but a vital 3 points, because Perth were held to a 0-0 draw by Melbourne City.
Yeah, that's right. A fantastic ball from Brandon O'Neill into the Newcastle, into the heart of the Newcastle penalty area, that Nigel Bogart got his toe on to send it into his own net, but Alex Brosk was lurking.
Right there, wasn't he?
He was lurking large. He wanted another goal, but didn't get the final touch, but it was enough to get Steve Corica's team over the line. Massive 3 points for them, as you said, with Perth dropping a couple as well. But look, interesting week in the A-League as well. You had the Mariners get their first win.
You'd have loved that, wouldn't you?
Look, it was good. And who else but Matty Simon? Captain Courageous. He went back there after his stint at Sydney FC. And look, he's been a driving force for the Mariners in what's been a disastrous season so far, breaking all the
penalty,
records.
He
took the penalty and scored the tap in from the rebound. Look, great to see Mariners fans leaving Gosford Stadium with a smile on their face for the first time.
Now, they play the Roar later on today, and also Melbourne Victory, an important game against Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, it really is. And you remember Wellington went to Melbourne Victory and got a draw just before Christmas. They're certainly not to be taken lightly. They're having a wonderful season under Mark Rudin. And Melbourne Victory, they dusted Brisbane Roar up there in Brisbane last week. But, without Cascade Honda, every team that comes up against them, believes they're a chance. And they are. They've certainly lost the absolute quality that Honda brings. Toivonen's been outstanding. Antonis, Troisi have all played their part. But their point of difference was just that quality that Honda bought in the big moment. So, yet to see him take the park again after that strange hamstring injury that he copped.
Mm. Is it season over for the Wanderers, mate, losing 2-1 against Adelaide?
Look, it's going to be hard to rebound from here. I mean, if you look at Adelaide in sixth place on 22 points. The Wanderers are on 9 points. Yeah.
Can't score goals, can they? No.
Nah. And it's been a disappointing season from Oriel Riera, who is a quality player, but just hasn't found the back of the net consistently enough after scoring 15 goals last campaign for them. Bonavasia scored a good free kick the other night, but again, it's you can just see the frustration in Marcus Babbel every time he's asked about his team. He just feels like he hasn't got his team, feels like he hasn't got enough quality there. There's been talk of, you know, a fair bit of movement in the January transfer window. Well, we're nearly at the end of that and we haven't seen a lot, so be interesting to see how he brings the season home. But they certainly have to at least finish this season with pride chasing sixth spot.
Just on the Asian Cup before we go to the EPL, Tuesday morning or early Tuesday morning, Australia play Uzbekistan. This is a tough game.
It really is. And what I like about the Socceroos is the way they've built into this tournament. There was a lot of uproar over that first loss to Jordan. But the ensuing games, Palestine and Syria, I think we've built nicely into those games. And I think that's got us battle-hardened for the round of 16, which is important. If you breeze through your group, you can get into that knockout phase with a bit of a false sense of security. And I think the Socceroos have got that out of their system after that last-up friendly against Oman where they won 5-0. Maybe there was a little bit of complacency that crept into the players' minds going to that first game. But they've built nicely. Uzbekistan will not be easy. I know we've got a 6-0 result in the locker against them in the past, but that's in the past.
A different team,
it matters for nothing on Tuesday morning, and Graham Arnold and his staff, Rene Molenstein, will have the players ready to go in this one, there's no doubt. I think Matt Leckie is a chance of coming back into the squad, which would be a massive in.
EPL overnight, Liverpool 4-3, they're a man down for a fair bit of the second half, and Man U 2-1 against Brighton. It's six on the bounce.
That's right. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he'll get the keys to Old Trafford before he knows it if he keeps going like this.
You got the job next season, yet?
I don't think so. It's still till the end of this season at this stage, but certainly there's no better job interview than sitting in the chair and getting results. Yeah. But 27 goals in 8 games overnight, that's an average of more than 3 goals a game, but aided and abetted by the 4-3 win to Wolves over Leicester and the 4-3 win of Liverpool over Crystal Palace. But what a game that was. Mo Salah with 2, Firmino, Mane, but Andros Townsend, Tompkins and Max Meyer scored in the 95th minute to just make it a nervous last couple of seconds. But after that Milner red card that you mentioned. But Manchester United, as you said, Pogba from the penalty spot, hasn't he come to life since the exit of Jose Mourinho? Which
it's always going to happen, wasn't it?
Shouldn't be too much of a surprise, that's right. But I just think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's man management style is to put his arm around people, and people like Pogba need that.
Yeah.
The question is, when results go the other way or a performance goes the other way, has he got the other side to him that can kick players up the backside? But Pogba and Rashford hit the target for him, 6 from 6 for Ollie, and on they march. Arsenal with the other big result, 2-0 over Chelsea. Lacazette and Koscielny scored first half goals in that one.
Liverpool open up a 7-point lead, but Manchester City play tonight against Huddersfield, who are deep in relegation zone.
Yeah, not good there. And the manager, David Wagner, moved on last week. Both he and the club apparently mutual agreement, and Fulham and Spurs certainly looking to bounce back from that loss to Manchester United.